a general discussion on how the drummer plays a show, how to follow various type of acts, and how to do many things that happen many times on the bandstand at the spur of the moment, which we call the seventh sense, the ability to anticipate. Many times you may have to catch a gunshot or call the police. Don't do that! Or you may have to catch a rim shot with a cymbal choke. Or you may have to catch another gunshot. Or you may have to catch a belly dance. We never know what may happen on the bandstand because many times these things happen at the spur of the moment. So, with this record, we're going to learn how to play a show. Follow a show. We're going to learn how to play a show. This is the thing the drummer should know. And this is how we're going to play a show. Important things to know in show work. To set up the drums for a show, the master of ceremonies is the MC, and various type of shows we may have to play, and various types of comics. Then we have a tap dancer, and the juggler, and a magician, and the acrobat. And then there are such things as specialty type of acts, vocalists, and how to back them up. Important men in the band pertaining to the show, how to tune your drums for the show work, different types of cymbals for shows, stop time for dance teams, important ideas of reading and how to use them in show work, the seventh sense, which we talked about in the beginning, how to handle Latin acts and the rhythms you must know to back them up, different commercial rhythms and how the effects they sound in show work, talk over rehearsal for a show, how to sight read a show, how to gain and hold experience in your mind, tips for emergencies in a show, accessories and their uses when playing a show, drum equipment for a show, playing your first show, and miscellany ideas connected with a show. And this is the rundown of a show. Yeah. Now all these ideas come about and they can be explained very simply to those drummers who do have a copy of the Drummer's Show Guide. What we're going to talk about here with this recording is some of the general ideas of backing up various type of acts. For example, we will take different type of dance acts. Our first act that we may have might be somebody who comes out and does a ballroom routine. Introducing Raymond and Barbara. Many times you have to back them up with a tom-tom and fill up and catch their little cues that may come along, such as a cymbal roll for a back bend or a very difficult trick. And he's bending her back now to a tune of a waltz. Da, 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 da. There she goes. She's all the way back, and then she ends her trick with a cymbal choke. Or you may have to catch little walks with a rim shot walking across the stage. And then you may have a big build-up, such as a change in tempo to a fast three. Da, 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 da. And he's now twirling around at this trick. And change the tempo to where they sing. The short stop, but this time they're dancing around and possibly doing little. And then you catch a bounce again. And then they go into their ending, which is a fast tempo. And twirl, twirl. Big build up for the ending. Now that's one type of dance act, which may be the ballroom. Then you may have the comic type of act that needs various little sound effects, such as a little bit of a slide whistle, and something that may be a little bit of the woodblock type of effect. You may have to do this sound, or hit a little tambourine. They may have an effect where a train is coming to. And these are little various effects that you have to follow. Now, for instance, they may be doing a soft shoe, which is a standard type of act for many type of comic routines who do dancing work. So here is a typical type of soft shoe. You follow along with all the stop breaks. Da, ba, 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 da. This is the band's introduction, and he may go over to the microphone and say, "And now, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to bring back to you that good old soft shoe. Everybody does a soft shoe, and here's our version of the soft shoe. Take it, darling." And they may slide around, you catch a little bounce, and you may have a stop time which sounds something like this. You catch all the breaks on the first beat of every measure. One, two, three, four, but now turn around. Oh, this soft shoe is easy to do. They're tapping along and they may be doing like this. Big build-up is coming up. They're walking off the stage. You can see them going out. That's the soft shoe. That's what it's all about. So then they have a chaser, which the MC comes out and says, and that was Barbara and Ray doing their great soft shoe dance and their ballroom act. And then you follow them up with a little bounces until the leader cuts you off abruptly. And that's what may happen from the hand signal of the leader on the bandstand. He may give you one short cut and you end up with a rim shot. And then the MC might say, and now we bring you that great singing star, which you may have to back up, the one and only Bobby. So much, and you have to back up. He may come out with a big song and a big opening fast tune. But I'm gonna live, I'm gonna die, and I'm gonna do things that I'm gonna try. And he sings his big hit tune, and then after he gets done with his tune, everybody claps. He gets a big, yay, everybody claps for him. And then he says, and now I'd like to do my latest hit recording, which may have been a rumba or a begin or a ballad. And he may go into it, and on a downbeat from the leader, you pick up your brushes and you follow the act, and he sings, love me, darling. This is the ballad he had a hit tune on. And he sings it, and you back him up, and you never cover him because it's his hit song. And you follow him along, and he may have a part in the tune that becomes ad-lib, and the piano player follows him up in background, and you may roll on the cymbal with the brushes until he gives you the downbeat to go back into his love tune. And then you have a big ending that's coming up, and he's going to hit the note by himself. And then he says, and everybody's doing rock and roll tunes, so I have one too. Rock, everybody, rock. And we swing, everybody, swing. And then he goes off with his chaser. And he may come back after he has maybe 82 tunes ready to come up as encores. And he says, I was all the way up in my dressing room until I heard you. And so I came back because I knew I would like to do one more tune for you. And he does another big hit tune that he may have on a record. The band has to follow him up, and this may be something in this tempo. Oh, come on, everybody. Clap, clap your hands. And everybody in the audience usually starts to clap their hands, and the drummer has to give a backbeat, such as this. Oh, clap, clap your hands. And clap, clap your hands. Now you can play a shuffle rhythm in back of his vocal, but it's got to be very soft because you don't want to drown him out. And he's doing his number at the front of the mic, and it comes to the end. Clap your hands, chaser. And while he's taking his bows, everybody's clapping again for him. The MC comes back to the microphone and says, wasn't he wonderful? He's on his way out to Las Vegas, where he's going to do a couple of great hotels. And so that's what happens when you have the vocalist. And then the MC will introduce his next act, which will be a specialty act. And it's going to be the great Alababa Ray, who are going to do their magical act. And you have to follow their magical tricks. Usually the band plays very soft music, and out comes the magician. Bam. It's very soft, and then he walks to the middle of the stage. His opening tricks may be all done in pantomime, which means that he's not talking. And the first trick may be a few card tricks, and you follow him along. He gets a fan of five tricks, and the cards come out from nowhere. And then out of his left hand, another five cards, and then he drops them into a hat. Five cards in one hat, five in the other hat, and he goes back again, and then he pulls them out from underneath his legs. And the band is still playing very soft, and if you have to catch this trick, he may do something very difficult with the cards. They all disappear from a small card to a little smaller size till they become very small until it's just a puff of air and they disappear. And with that, he takes a bow and the band hits a chord. And then he says, I would like to do another very difficult trick for everybody, and this may be a rope-cutting trick. He comes out with a piece of rope, and he starts to make various type of knots in it. That was a knot that slipped out and it wouldn't stay, so he does it again. Then he takes a scissor, and he cuts the rope in the center. That's your rim shot to catch that trick. And then he may cut another piece of rope off. And then again, another piece. And they're all dropping to the floor. And then he takes all the little pieces of rope and puts them together in his hand. And by saying the magic words, Calicazoo, Calicazam, you give a roll, and before you know it, the rope is one piece and all together again. The band hits a chord. He takes a bow, and then he says, and now for my next trick. He comes out, and this time he makes various types of silk appear. That was a blue one. There's a red one. And this is going to be a deep purple. And then he does various type of things with these silks. He puts them in his hand, and he makes them disappear. And the band is still playing the same type of sound, background, because he may be talking, and you don't want to overdrown him. The drummer plays very soft behind this type of act. And then all of a sudden, the silks disappear. And he takes out his magic wand, which usually bends when he goes like this, and then he says the magic words, Halakazooka Zababazaboo. And it becomes strong again, and he waves it over all the silks that had disappeared in make-believe fashion. And before you know it, before your very eyes, one at a time appear. One, two, you build the act up. Four, five, and he takes a bow. And then, at this point, he does his climax trick, which the band starts a very fast tempo. He's going to swallow 6,000 razor blades. And he takes the first razor blade, pops it in his mouth. And he swallows it. Then he takes the next razor blade, pops it in his mouth. Then he swallows that. And then he takes another series of razors and puts them in his mouth. And one at a time, he swallows them. That was two. Another one. Three more. And he's got now about 20 razors in his mouth. And then he takes a piece of string, which he ties in a little ball. And at this point, the band will stop playing, and the drummer keeps his roll going. Very soft. And he stretches one arm out to the right and one arm out to the left, and you build up with him. And he starts to bring the string out of his mouth, slowly. And all of a sudden, one razor blade appears. Second razor blade. Third razor blade, and you're building up with it. Fourth razor blade. Fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, 10, 11, 12, all the way up. Caught by the band and chase it. He's taking his bow. And the band is playing very soft. The MC is back in front of the microphone and says, how about a nice hand for the great Bob Array? Well, I hope everybody's enjoying the show so far, the MC will say. And he'll usually come out and say, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the theater. And this is pretty customary, and usually it's standard. Now, we who are in the band playing the drums have seen many acts many times. And if you have never seen a comic work or understand his work, you have to learn to follow your music and concentrate on the show and not become engrossed in what's happening on stage with the MC, the dancer, the singer, or the audience. You must be able to concentrate on your acts, otherwise you will never be able to play or follow along with any of these type of acts. Now, at this point, our next act is going to be the MC, who gets a tremendous introduction, but he's been there all the time, and he usually comes out and tells maybe 4 or 5 minutes of patter of jokes for his opening point, and he may have a series of songs that he may sing, or he may be a comic who plays an instrument such as clarinet or trumpet and does a finale to his act by playing one of these instruments, or he may be a drummer who does a drum act at the end of his entire routine. Whatever he may do, His comedy routine may be something of this type. I'm not going to tell you any jokes, but I'm going to try to simulate him and make believe whatever he's doing. You have to follow along with it. So, here he is now. He comes out and he tells a few jokes. And the band plays him up to the microphone, as we say in the musical terms of show work. And as he gets to the microphone, the conductor will cut the band off and the MC will tell a few jokes, something that may have to do with the type of people that he's entertaining. If he's up in the resort areas, if he's at a some type of banquet in which you may be playing for, he may tell some jokes that pertain to one of the members of the affair, and he may tell a little bit of a pattern on how he met his wife. There she was sitting on the George Washington Bridge. He remembers meeting her as she was dangling her feet in the water, one of those type of lines. And then he may say, he might tell a story about his sister-in-law who is very fat. And he said that he never saw, she always said that it was in her glands. And of course he said he never saw so much food go into one gland. And various types of jokes. Now the better comics, of course, have their own original material. And those who are following along, coming up in the business, usually uses pieces of various types. And of course, this is something that you in the band, the drummer, are not concerned with, actually, his routine. You have to follow along. And after he tells his pattern of jokes that he may have done, you have a point where you have to catch a couple cues for him. Now, a cue is a marking in the music that it indicates for you as the drummer to make a certain effect for him. For example, he may be telling a joke in which somebody got shot, and he'll say, "Don't shoot!" At that point, you may make your rim shots. And of course, it may get a yawk out of the audience, that we don't know. And then, of course, he may be describing a scene, and you may have to make a train effect coming through the house, or one of these type of effects, and this is what it might sound like. All aboard! And then, of course, you may have a comic that's telling a lot of kooky gags and stuff like that. You may have to back him up with one of these type of effects, which may be the cuckoo and the clock effect. Or he may be saying, "Here we are at Esmeralda's house. I think I'll ring the bell." And there might be the doorbell, or whatever might be the cue that would be for you. Or a baby cry. And of course, if you've lost your baby cry, which is a type of gimmick that is made up by professional manufacturers, you may have to simulate it by the way I did, by imitating. Or you may have to do a little bit of a bird call. He may be doing a bit in his routine which calls for a bird call. I remember working one various act who did a bit with a violin, and he played a type of tune that needed this effect. La 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 la, one of those type of things. Or then you may have had a bit where he may be singing a little bit of Jingle Bells and you want a background for him. And he might say, "Everybody, since it's the Christmas season, we'll all join in and sing a chorus of Jingle Bells." He's trying to get everybody in the spirit. Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells. And you do the Jingle Bell effect with this and you keep time with your feet. Or you may do a little rim shot. Jingle Bells dashing through the snow in one of those type of things. You back him up with the Jingle Bell as he sings. And then, of course, you may have to do an effect for him. He's calling the police, and you have a police siren. Why, calling car 58, and so forth and so on. He does a whole type of routine like that. And he may do a type of a bit where he has to play a thing very dainty, and you want to play a triangle effect in the back of one of his gags. Lee, 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 pee, pop, pop, boom, pop, pop, pee, pa, da, pop, boom, pop, pop. Or he may be doing a gypsy type of bit in which he said, "Oh, Stronya, I don't remember when." Yum, da-dum, bum, ba-dum, da-dum. You do a tambourine effect. And so forth through his bit until he gets to his climax, which he sings a very strong opening and probably does a dance, and you have to back him up. And the band sneaks in very quiet with this type of tempo. This is the introduction. He's getting ready to sing. And he sings, "I'm glad I was able to entertain you. I hope you had a lot of fun. An imaginary show. And for our next time, we'll have some other ideas on the other side of this recording.